Today is Wednesday, and it's the last Wednesday of the month in August, which is August 29, 2012. So tonight is our self-empowerment night. So we'd like to have callers call in, if you would, about what you've experienced on the self-empowerment clearings or some clearing that helps you become self-empowered or more self-empowered. It could even be having the alien death barcode released from you, feeling more energy and having some real power. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. So we have Ann tonight. So Ann, are you out there?
I sure am. Good evening, everyone, and good evening, Ron. Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here, as usual, and looking forward to a wonderful evening of self-empowerment clearings. We had a discussion the other night about curses, hexes, and spells clearing, which is a clearing but also part of the prosperity empowerment clearing. And that was a great conversation, and I have been doing those since you talked about that the other day. And so I was wondering if you might want to explain what that is to people and how important it is to do those.
Well, you may have somebody thinking of you in the past, and the curses, hexes, spell one is normally for somebody or some group, organization, or whatever that you really know nothing about. Or you belong, I mean, you don't know that it's really coming from them, okay? That's what I'm saying. So this is like an unknown situation, unknown energies coming to you from the beyondo, from the clouds in the sky, where people maybe are thinking of you and energetically connecting to you. The dark side practitioner one is very similar, but they're both slightly different. But the dark side practitioner is when you know of somebody's name, or some group. So that's the way that one works. And but the one that we're talking about here is the one that could be like an organization that you belong to. It could be something going wrong in your life, you know, where you go, yeah, I had a great life a month ago. Now just stuff isn't coming together right for me, or I feel like I'm getting whammied by something. I don't know who it is or what it is. So that's why that clearing is up. Because somebody could be doing something to you that you know nothing about, but you might suspect something. And that's why it's up on the website, and it's under curses, hexes, spells. And that's what it's about. I have some people who do it because they have been in relationships with people from the past. And maybe once in a while they get a glimpse of the person's face, even if it's, you know, 20 years of, you know, ago when they were younger. So it could still be coming to you as a person thinks of you. And maybe they think of a negative thought about you, and all of a sudden you feel the energy hitting your body, or you just don't feel it at all, but your life just isn't working quite well when you think of their face. And that could be what that could be. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I thought I heard a beep. Do we have a caller?
Yeah, hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello, Ed. Welcome.
Hello. I've been waiting to call in with this one, having to do with self-empowerment, definitely. I had a dream 2 days ago, something like that, and I was on the couch, and I had fallen asleep, sitting up with my computer on my lap. And in the dream, I was in a room, and there was something going on outside, whatever it was, and I started to get up off the couch and walk over to the window. And when I walked over to the window, I was immediately back on the couch, and I realized I had gotten up in my dream. So then I got up from the couch again, went over to the window, and this time I was starting to get a little agitated because my mother, interestingly enough, who's been passed away for years, my mother was the figure that I saw or was being portrayed as the controller was portraying themselves as the mother animus. And the mother was telling me to just lay down and be still. And I was getting madder and madder and saying things to her like, nobody controls me, not even you. And I started to wake up again and walk over to the window. And when I did that, I couldn't see outside. I looked outside, but I couldn't see. The window was blocked. So then I realized I had some goggles or glasses on. So I took them off so I could see. And then I realized I had another pair of goggles or glasses on. So I took them off. And then I realized I had another pair of goggles or glasses on, sunglasses like that, took them off. It happened again. Finally, the fourth time, I pulled off the glasses and I could see outside and there was a tank going by. I don't know what that was all about. But then I again realized I was asleep, back on the couch, fought to get off the couch, like waved my arms and fighting to get up, go to the window, and immediately wake up back on the couch, realize I was getting up in my dream again. And this happened five times. Each time I was sure I was awake and did not realize I was still dreaming and just woke up. So I figure, if this is my interpretation of it, is I figure somebody had me controlled multiple levels deep, multiple dimensions deep, multiple timelines deep, at least nine, because there was four sets of glasses and there was five times where I woke up where I was, but I wasn't awake because as soon as I got to the window, I'd be back, realized I was asleep when I just walked across the room. So I'm thinking this must be the depth to which they are capable and all the time do control us. In that multiple scenarios, multiple dimensions, multiple timelines, one after the other, stacked one upon the other. So I think they probably do that to drain our spirit away so we won't wake up, so we don't realize. But once I got the awareness that I'd be in control, I was furious that they were doing this to me. And that was blowing all the circuits. It was like if Arnold Schwarzenegger was waking up at Total Recall and just ripping all the arm restraints off and the goggles and the needles and just ripping it off. That's what I was doing. So I'm wondering, Rob, what's your take on this? I mean, isn't that bad?
It sounds like, you woke up, it's like being in a maze. And then you got out of that maze and another one was there and you go, what's going on here? Then another maze comes up. So, it's like, going outside of your box and finding another maze there, another control medium. So I think you hit it quite right, there's so many levels of control, and that's probably why you got upset and why you kept getting back into the dream again, because they kept putting you back into the dream. And, I would say that was correct, Ed.
Okay.
I think it's great to have the memories, Ed, because then you can clear it, right? I mean, it's in a way, sometimes I think when we wake up upset or startled, we don't remember what happened to us, then we're kind of at a loss as what exactly to clear. But you could do a timeline crash, and I would say, right, Ron, that would be helpful.
Yeah, that's why I initially put it up, too, is to do timeline crashing for your dreams that are leaking through. So that's, that's what I see, Ed, is that, you got the realization as a bleed-through of how stuck we all are here and how much control they have on us. And it's not just one control, it's so many of them.
Right, that was making me mad, is I got out of one and they just kept doing it. I kept getting madder and madder and madder, which made me wake up more and more and more. I must have been blowing out their fuses or something. But I was so mad, I said, I'm going to remember this, because I know the dreams always fade. So as soon as I woke up, I said, okay, four sunglasses, five times on the couch, you know, I was like memorizing this so it wouldn't fade, so I would be able to do something about it. So then I went, I bought the timeline, the weekly, what is it, $10, $20, whatever it is for a week's worth of timeline, and all I did was put this in there. I described it. Now, I was hampered by the fact that the clearing only lets you put in 20 words to describe it, because I had more description. I wanted to be sure we get it all. But I've done that clearing. Have I removed all 9 races or all 9 controller levels, including that mother figure which are pretending to be my mother, would listen to it?
Yeah, it feels like you did about 1/3 of them. So
how do I get the rest of them?
Yeah, just do some more. You got about 2/3 more to do.
Okay, so just do the same thing over.
Over, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, because what I did was I did 600 minutes. I was so bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you guys. You're not going to do this to me again.
So yeah.
I did 600 minutes. Was that effective, or should I have just left it at the default? What was it, 30 minutes?
No, that's what you had to do. So I would just do, double that over again.
But okay. Did you move it down the 20 timelines, Ed?
No, I just...
Or did you just do it on the first 600 minutes on timeline 1?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Okay. So...
Rod, I couldn't hear you.
Just do it some more, Ed. That's what I'm saying. You just do it some more, and then do a few more of the timelines too.
Okay.
But it feels like it is getting weaker, but it's still there.
Yeah, I want that gone. It's like I was just so bad. Just nobody controls me. That was my spirit. I'm sure nobody controls me because it wasn't my mind. All right, thank
you. That's great, Ed. May you are aware of that.
Okay, thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, I got lucky.
Yep.
I got lucky. Thank you.
Yep, you got lucky. You got to wearing it.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That was very interesting. Would it be possible to do a sample of a timeline crash for everyone, if maybe everyone remembered or wrote down a dream? You know, maybe something simpler than what Ed described. Would that be okay?
Well, I can do a situation on a timeline crash. A dream might be a little more...
They're more complex.
Complex, yeah.
Okay.
Because you want to really get into the dreams good, because that's something that you're definitely getting, bleed through on as it comes through a dream. But situations, everybody's in situations. So
okay.
Situation that you dealt with that, pushed your buttons. And remember, there's timelines on that because you're probably doing that maybe 500 times sometimes. So here we go. Think of, and I'll do 5 timeline crashes here. That'll help you. But remember, you may want to do a lot of them. And some people actually do 500 timeline crashes on situations. So here we go. That's bothered you, and we got a beep, so we'll get the caller probably in about a minute here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's the first timeline for your particular situation. Second timeline crash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third timeline crash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth timeline crash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And fifth timeline crash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should help you. These timelines will crash probably 5 minutes to an hour from now. So you may not feel anything happening, and you may feel yourself freed up in an hour. Just kind of take note of how you're feeling with that situation. I think we had a caller on. Is there a caller out there?
Yes, hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. How are you? I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I had a question for Ron. It seems that some people have been asking me about a certain problem. What do I see, like, in a couple or maybe in an individual? What do I see or in myself in the past, which may have been corrected to some degree? And what I've seen in this particular case is that I've seen that the aliens may have divided the consciousness of the individual. Maybe it's mind or consciousness. Split it in half, then they put the implants in so they can control that individual. And it's similar to a parrot. If you split their tongue and you teach them how to talk and say certain words, then they're going to reiterate back to you what you tell them to speak. But you have no freedom or choices if you're the parrot or if you're the individual and being alien controlled. You have no choices about the matter. So I just wondered if Ron had a comment about that.
Well, mind control energies can cause mind looping. It can also cause, you can have energies coming in, like we talked about, on parallel lives coming through, making other decisions for you. The clone replicas that switch in and out of you every 10 minutes can also cause a situation to where things will be different within, you know, maximum of 10 minutes. So, everything can come in and change consciousness. This is what they're all about, is to change your consciousness. So it depends where you are and what they want to do with you, because you really don't have much choice. When you're running a timeline and they already figured out and have it kind of in stone what they want you to experience, because they own the timeline and they want you to do something on that timeline. Do they want you to get hurt? Do they want you to get frustrated? Do they want you to get into an argument? You know, it all depends what their theme is on the timeline that you're in. So you need to realize that's kind of what it's about. Just think of going to the grocery store, and you're pushing your shopping cart, and you're going down an aisle, and maybe there's three other people coming toward you. So what timeline are they on? And is one of those timelines for them to run into you with that shopping cart? You know, you don't know. You know, you could be having a good day, and all of a sudden they ram you with the cart, and you're wondering what's going on here. What are they going to do to you? Because you don't know what timeline influence is going to be happening to your timeline and what that script is going to be. I don't know how you would actually stop that unless you actually physically stopped your shopping cart, which might stop and change the timeline as you're moving your cart towards someone else. So that might actually put in a little safeguard or whammy for them, we'll say, so that they cannot control you if you're not moving. People might just try that, different things like this, and just see what happens. Because if you go, you know, if you're buying groceries and you happen to be going down each particular aisle, just kind of check out and see what's happening with a lot of people on that aisle, and just stop like you're doing something and maybe stand still for 5 minutes, maybe like you're reading something on one of the packages, the food or something, and just see how the people are interacting and just see if something weird happens, because you could be an observer then on a timeline, even though they want you to probably get into a confrontation or something. Remember, they're living off of your stress, so if you're not doing anything to become stressful, then you can see what happens. And it might be even quite something if you're just standing there with your shopping cart in front of you, not moving, and somebody hits you. You probably really see what is set up for you or for them to do that to you. So the whole thing is, you know, to be a little more conscious. And that's about all that you have to help yourself, is that consciousness. But once you get on the timeline, then you're like on the roller coaster, and sometimes it's very hard to stop it and to get your own consciousness back so you can take control of your situation. That's kind of how I'd answer your question, Larry. So thank you for calling.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Larry. We had some questions on the fast chat, and a couple just, I was instant messaging and then missed a couple, so if I haven't acknowledged your question, please re-enter it. But there is one here, Ron. Someone's a first-time listener and isn't sure what a timeline is.
Oh, okay. A timeline is a parallel lifetime of you. So this is your lifetime. Well, you know, there's hundreds of them, if not thousands, but we'll just make it simple of hundreds. And they're all running the same time as you. So you could be on and living the same life that you have right now on many timelines at the same time that you're living this one. And they can superimpose one upon the other, like a copy and paste. And you could have, you know, if you hurt yourself on one timeline and that same movie film is running on other ones, the exact same thing, then all that energy from all the other timelines, we'll just say there's 100 of them, can get copy and pasted into yours, and you can be feeling really awful, where it may not be, you know, quite a big deal here, but with 100 times the problem, you could have really a big problem. And so these are all things that are unconscious to you, and these are what's controlled by other alien races as they connect you and live to get your energy off of you, because they're living off of your energy on multiple timelines. It could also be a timeline that has nothing to do with what you're doing here. So that they could put you into a different movie set. And, you know, maybe you're a golfer. Just give this scenario, you know, and you're out there playing golf, and all of a sudden somebody's playing golf and they hit the ball and it hits you in the head. And all of a sudden here you wonder why you got a headache. All of a sudden it happened out of nowhere. Well, in that timeline, the ball hits you. And it got transferred into this one. And that's one of those weird things that happen. Or another timeline situation is when they drop a person next to you or behind you, in front of you, that was not there, or even a car. When you're driving your car and all of a sudden it pops in there. So another one is when you're being taken into another timeline, and the you that's here is not really fully conscious because it may be a brand new clone. Remember, they switch you out every 10 minutes, and you miss an off-ramp or on-ramp or subway station because you weren't here. You were living another timeline, thinking that maybe you're waiting for that location to appear. Because it could be ahead of this one or even behind this one. And all of a sudden, you miss it here. And normally when you miss something like that, and also it would be like deja vu, that's when you're abducted completely and you're not here. You're living a movie set that is not here, and then you get dropped back in here again. So it gets to be kind of complicated. But once you kind of realize this is being done to you, and you can understand why your life is screwed up. And everybody else's life here is screwed up because they switched out every 10 minutes. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And thank you so much. Someone is putting on little reminders that, of course, Ron has a website for new listeners, and it's creationlightship.com, and there is a link there you can click on for questions and answers, and you can also go to a Wikipedia page if you do a search for Creation Lightship, and that'll give you a lot of other information. And then people are asking more questions about dreams, Ron, like if you see someone in a dream that it's you, like you're seeing someone else as you, and someone saying they're running away from a bear and their legs won't move. Really, all those dreams were being messed with, right?
Yeah, those are all real dreams.
Right.
Getting a bleed through here. So, like the bear will say, for instance, and you can't move, did the bear eat you? Very possibly, you got eaten on a timeline that you're living on. Do you have any scars here? Do you have any pain here from that lifetime?
Right.
That happens. I think we got a beep there, so...
I think we did, too. Hello, is someone on the phone?
Yes, hi. I want to ask Ron a question. It's somewhat related to timeline crashes, because Ron just talked about dreams again. And it seems like the dreams are like mind-created versions of timelines. This question is on affirmations. When people start asking for affirmations, it's similar to the law of attraction. So they're creating from their mind, I'm assuming, something that they want to see happen. So with
yeah, what
that,
they're doing
they
is
think
an
the timeline crash?
Would be trying to cement something to have you conform to that, okay?
Right, you're sort of creating a timeline, aren't you?
Because you're affirming something to be real in your life that may not be real yet, because if it was real, you probably wouldn't be affirming that. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah, so what to me you're it doing sounded like I was creating a timeline.
Yeah, you are creating a timeline, and then you're praying to the aliens to have prey on you so that you can get something for nothing.
Okay, then, Ron, this also ties into the... Now, this is the problem with the... For me, and I keep saying that I don't do the billboard because I feel like that is sort of tying into that whole...
Oh, yeah,
trying to do,
but with the billboard... You're able to go into the dark side program that's already running you, and you can change it.
Okay,
well,
timeline crash those
you have to look
things
at it
rather
not,
than...
It's strictly a program that's running you, and it's, and you're emitting an energy around your body, your auric field, telling people what they are, what they're supposed to think of you, or what how they want to put you into a box. So when you do the billboard, you're actually finding what kind of box you're put into, and you can change the box to have other people respond to you differently. That's what's so
well,
good about
that's why I'm sort of thinking that, wouldn't I rather timeline crash with the soul families putting on me rather than
to
buy into their nonsense
that.
And then create it?
Yeah, but it might be a lot more than that going on. So I would definitely do the billboard to change your reality, because that's the thing that people all around you are connecting to. So that's the last thing here, okay? Everything else can be created out on the timelines and everything else, but the billboard is what you're transmitting to people.
I'm transmitting that because somebody else put that on me. I hope it's not me putting that on myself. It's possible the self-empowerment makes sense to do that with that, like you always said, to get rid of all the thought forms that somebody else might have put on me or myself, like you said. It could be many reasons that I have this billboard on me. So it sounds like when you have that whole bonus package, it sounds like you really do need to do the self-empowerment with that billboard, because you don't know where that
is
coming from.
Yeah, I would say typically,
and I would timeline crash some of that too as well if I could.
Yeah, they all kind of sort of work together, but I have had a lot of people tell me that, you know, they're doing other clearings too, but they said, man, that billboard clearing works great because, you know, whenever I use it, people respond to me differently, or they respond to me the way I would like to have them respond. And so for that, people are reading your energy. Let's just say that you're a person. I remember seeing this lady in New York, and she was a very large lady, and she was on the corner with a tin cup, shaking it, okay? And she had this, you know, heavy coat on her, and I can't recall, you know, if she needed the coat or not, but anyway, she had this heavy coat on. And she was shaking her thing to get maybe, you know, quarters from people or something or more. And I'm watching her because I was stuck in this location for about a half an hour. And so after some people put money into her little cup, she opens up her coat, and she has this big, gigantic bag full of money. I don't know what she had in there, but it kind of looked like it was... I don't know, probably, you know, 5 by 5 inches, like a big bag, you know, full of coins, you know, and stuff, and dollars. And she had that hidden underneath her clothing, but she only had a few things in her cup. But you see, her billboard would probably say that she needs money. So people walking by her, you know, would see her and give her money, because that's probably what her intent was. Her intent when she went out to, I guess panhandle is the wrong word, but to get money from people, that was what her billboard was saying, that she's going out that day to make lots of money with her little cup. And so if she somehow changed her billboard, and maybe she thought she wasn't going to make any money that day, that's what her billboard is going to be saying, then probably nobody would give her any money. So a lot of people that, like I said, mentioned who wanted to change their life, they do that clearing. And some people who are in maybe a sales position of selling things or doing things that deal with money, maybe having more clients or something like that, will go in and do the psychic billboard clearing, and all of a sudden they'll start to have more success when they do it rather than when they don't do it, because when they do it, they know what their intent is, and that goes onto the billboard so everybody else can read that. So that's why it's so good. And the self-empowerment would go with that. And maybe they already did the self-empowerment, and now they're just doing the billboard. So that's kind of how I see that, because other people can print on your billboard too. So you want to be proactive, and you're just changing the program that you want to have. Otherwise, it's going to be running according to other people's thoughts, maybe your thoughts about poor me and everything else that you could have. And it would also have the natal chart program that's going to happen to you on that particular day, because everything is planned out for you. So when you take control of a program, which is what you're doing, you're able to change your life instantly. Now, that's different than having a decree. A decree, normally you say out loud and you want to have something happening, and you're connecting yourself to a timeline. This here is actually what's around you in your auric field. You're not asking, you know, the beyond old to have something. You know, you're having your body resonate it, and that's what's happening with the psychic billboard. That's the energy around you that you're changing. Your mindset. Well,
thank you for shifting my judgment about this whole thing. And I was like thinking, oh, it's so manipulative, and I didn't really feel comfortable doing it. And now you put it in better context for me to finally accept it and go ahead and do it.
It took a while to figure that one out, because I knew that the psychic billboard would be dealing with the aliens directly to get them. Because it's a program. So I looked at it and I go, well, if we can change the program that they're giving you, why not? So that's why we put it up. But it took me a while to really concentrate on it and to figure out the best way to do it. I didn't want to cause anybody any harm, but it's just strictly a program. It's a dark side program that you're able to change. And then it becomes your program.
Right
chip takes off the energy from what's being programmed on you, and then you're able to be at free will, free choice. And that's the way it works.
And that's why you say you got to go in frequently so that nobody else keeps putting stuff on it.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you don't want to do it just one time. You know, I have people who say they go in and they check it three times a day. What I tell you to do is probably do it every day or two just to see how people are reacting and responding to you, because they're reading that billboard when they walk in front of you, whether you know them or not. They're reading it, like that little lady with the tin can shaking it with the heavy coat on, with her bags of money under her belt that nobody can see. You know, she's probably going out every day, you know, maybe using that billboard, not realizing it, but she's putting out in her auric field that she wants to get money from people. Okay.
Well, having that bag underneath her sort of attracts more of it.
I was shocked. I kind of chuckled because she saw me. You know, she opened her coat up, and there it was, you know. I'd say probably weighed about 5 pounds, you know. And she was there and you know, just getting money. I don't know. Maybe she made 50 bucks a day or something, 100 bucks a day, just standing on the corner shaking a little tin can, you know.
Yeah.
And
then I think that the Soul Family Disconnect has the thing in there about the psychic billboard disconnecting. I believe it's only disconnecting the Soul Family from putting on your stuff on your billboard.
Yeah, that's correct. I believe that's right, too, yeah.
And I think it's also in the prosperity one, Pauline. The prosperity jumpstart. You can do the billboard.
No, I know that. No, I meant that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not in there. It's not in that.
Oh,
one.
It isn't?
It's not part of that package. No, you got to get that separate. I know you did this whole family disconnect. You say how much you love it. I think I need to get that so that I can make sure it's constantly cleared for my soul family dumping stuff on my billboard. That would be like, originally I thought it was what Ron had done for us a long time ago, where he totally cleared the billboard for us. That is not what he said. That you can't use that for that one. It's just for
you. I'll do that right now for everybody. So if you're not using your psychic billboard, remember, because you may have already changed it so that you want to have something better in your life happening, okay? So you don't want me to clear it if you're already working with it, because that would be kind of counterproductive. But if you're out there right now listening and you don't know what I'm talking about, but you know about the billboard and it kind of makes sense to you and you want to have it cleared off, then I'll clear the billboard for you. This is with your own permission, you see. I never do anything against your free will, free choice. So this is up to you if you want me to clear it. So if you want me to clear it, I'll do it right now, everybody. And I want you first to note how your physical body is feeling, because it's also energetically connecting you to what's on the billboard. So, but if your billboard's saying that you're depressed and that you're angry and frustrated and that you're in fear, you're going to have all these connecting cords to you pushing your buttons, because people will be up there zeroing in on your billboard to push your button. So it can actually be very counterproductive. So just see how you're feeling right now. And then what I'm going to do is clear your billboard. And your body should feel lighter. But remember, once I clear it, there's nothing on that for you to manifest, okay? Until, you know, maybe the next clone pops in 10 minutes or whatever to realize that nothing's on there, then they run the program. So here we go. Let's clear that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just see how your body is responding now with having your psychic billboard cleared. It's neutralized now. It's not transmitting anything to anybody. But really, you're actually in peace. But it's hard to live here when you need to maybe make money, because you can't just live in peace, and you do have to eat and survive. So, you know, you do want to have something on your billboard that's going to bring you some money. And possibly maybe your job is very difficult wherever you're working, and maybe somebody else could take over the difficult part of your job, and maybe you could have an easier job at doing something. Maybe you're up against deadlines or something, and all of a sudden, you know, you need some more help. Well, then put on your billboard, you know, that you need to have more help. And that might even free your life up a little bit. But I think the clearing is $20, I think, for the month. So it's a very good clearing to do. And like I said, when you do it, at least some people do it more than once a day, but, you know, at least do it once a day or every other day or something like that minimum, so that you know how people are responding to you, because they will read your billboard and act accordingly. Okay, well, thank you for calling, Pauline.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron. And while I was just going to suggest, while we're all feeling clear, and I feel very clear and peaceful after that, thank you, could you now kind of walk us through, you used the word decree, and someone was asking, you know, what that is, and I think you're saying that to be different than, you know, people use the other terminology for their affirmations and mantras and stuff. But could you kind of walk us through, like, the being in our bodies and heart-centered, and then so that we can think, what is our next billboard that we want to create, and be doing that in a safe, healthy way?
Yeah, if I bring you into total peace, then you won't have any idea what you want to do next.
Right.
So it's you do have to keep one toe, you know, in the darkness here. It's a difficult one because I have to step into this myself to do this program. So I got to run, you know, like straddle the fence here.
Well, what about just if we're going into our heart centers and know our spirits are present, asking our spirit what we should make our billboard? Would that work?
No, because your spirit may not give you advice that way, because then it would be judging. But it may have an agenda, possibly, of what it wants to do next, or how to make you be more creative. But it gets to be a fine line there, because your spirit really doesn't always tell you what to do, but it will act fully upon your request of what you want to do. So it's like I said, there's a fine line there. It does give you guidance, but then it's sort of judging you too. So it's very hard to talk about this because it's
right.
such a very narrow way of the spirit working to get it to do something. Boy, it's a rough one. So let's get you into 99% peace energy so you can still use something here and think. Because you have to think in duality. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you should feel more relaxed, and you should be able to kind of figure out maybe what you would like to have on your billboard. And it's, remember the light chip clears your billboard. So if you just try to clear it, your mind might make it more contaminated trying to take something off of something that it really cannot find or is not even able to locate it. See, when we clear with the light chip, and the light chip takes the information away and makes it available for you. So you know, otherwise you're just connecting yourself into some kind of mind loop or dark side energy of the aliens as they see you attempting to find your billboard. So it gets to be a little confusing there also. Because I don't know if they're going to allow you to access that information without having the light chip clear it. I've had some people say they try to do it themselves without doing the clearing, and they had difficulties because all of a sudden they got all this erroneous information, and they try to clear it and try to put something in there, and they just felt like they got themselves even more stuck. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you very much. That was really wonderful. I was going to suggest emotional and mental body samples, but really you've put us all in such a place of peace now that maybe we don't actually need that. Because sometimes I feel that, you know, everybody on the fast chat and stuff, when we start talking about bad dreams and timeline crashes, we tend to go into our heads, but I don't think anyone is there anymore. Back to talking a little bit about the spells, hexes, and curses. When I have been doing those, I've been adding prayers because I've had people in my life tell me they're going to pray for me. And I had people say, you'll be in my prayer group for life, things like that. So I think that's just the same as a curse. And I had a question. Is it possible that we have, hopefully in the past, not still doing it, but that we have actually cursed ourselves, and could we clear that on those clearings?
Yeah, I don't see why not, yeah.
Women especially tend to have a lot of negative things to say to themselves, like when they're looking in the mirrors and that kind of thing. And maybe men might put themselves down, they're not strong enough or smart enough or that kind of thing. And they may have not meant to, but actually cursed themselves with their own words.
Yeah, very possibly, yeah.
So in a way, we could put our own negative thoughts into that?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Just a reminder, tomorrow, which is Friday the 30th, I almost said June 30th, August 30th, at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, there is a clone body clearing. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron? It lasts for an hour, and it...
Well, what I do is take away your clone replicas, and we... normally, they come in, you know, either a physical problem that we're dealing with, ache or pain or illness, and or your emotion. So either way, they come in because of a way for you to react emotionally or mentally, so that's why they come to you. If you just sat and did nothing, they probably would not really like that too much, like I mentioned about standing still in a store, because they want you to be proactive with them and proactive with everything around you so that you are interfacing with other people to cause problems or for them to cause problems on you. Remember, if you just sat home and did nothing and we'll just say read a book or something, but then you're going to be getting all those keywords that, you know, if you just sat down and did nothing, you would probably not have much going on in your life and nothing would really trigger you, so you'd feel pretty peaceful. That would make sense for, I think, most people. Until that phone rang or your neighbor knocked on the door yelling at you for leaving the garden hose on, you know, sprinkling their wall or something, you know. But other than that, you need to realize that when you go out and about, they're figuring out ways to entrap you into somebody else's reality, into another movie to cause you to react. That's the bottom line. So when you become more peaceful, you know, these energies and the clone bodies have nothing to do. A few shells would actually stop the clone from leaving, and that was pretty amazing as people felt themselves getting anxious because the clone was losing its life force energy. And the physical body wouldn't die, but, boy, it would be probably pretty close, you know, because all of a sudden they have to bring in a life enhancement for the clone because they don't want to lose that energy. So the bottom line is that when you get switched out all the time, you live a life for about 10 minutes with one alien race as your controller, your handler. So your handler is for about 10 minutes, and then another handler comes in with their replica of you, and they recreate the same movie set around you that you're looking at out of your eyes and what you're hearing and sensing, and they have an agenda for that 10 minutes because they want to get energy from you. So if you didn't do anything and you said, I'm going to fool you, then they may get kind of upset and give you some maybe negative thoughts or something because they are wasting their time with you for that 10 minutes. You don't know how they had to, in a sense, pay for that because somebody out there probably got some money or some kind of exchange of something for them to have a part of you for time sharing. So that's the way it kind of works. And remember, each time you switch yourself out, you kind of lose your consciousness briefly. And then you come back in with a new clone. And then it has to kind of reintegrate everything that it knows from the last clone into that present moment and take off again with living a life. So it may have a situation where it may last for maybe up to maybe 5 seconds to where you don't know what the heck you're doing. You know, it could even be milliseconds, but you do notice sometimes as you're doing something, you feel like a little spacey and then all of a sudden you feel fine again. Well, that's when they switch the clone on you. And you don't always remember that because the clone kind of wants to erase it. Maybe they numb it out so that you don't realize that you've been turned off and on. And a new you is here. But you can tell how your clothing is. Does your clothing fit the same? Do you lose weight? You know, are you taller? Did your migraine headache all of a sudden go away out of nowhere, you know? Did you have a feeling like maybe your clothing is too tight on you, you know? And you wonder, what's going on here? It felt good before. Well, that's because that new alien race that created you didn't pay that much attention to details. you know, they got to create a lot of stuff to bring you back here again. And
if that's what's happening, is that what's happening to Ron when you get that feeling of deja vu?
Yeah, the deja vu is another timeline leaking in here, but it'd be very similar because it's that probably that 10 minutes of time that you're seeing previous from another timeline that you're living on, and you just happen to know that you were there, and then you kind of wonder why you're getting that, and you might think that you're very psychic, intuitive, and that you're a seer because now you're seeing something that you've known about or knew about just briefly, and that's only because it's a timeline that was brought into this one here. So they didn't erase the timeline fully from that experience. And you may have lived it a millisecond or so before this one, because you might be living, you know, say 500 of those. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone had a good question, and I don't know if you're going to have the answer to this, but what is the program that causes us to not be able to see the clones?
Well, you could see them if you just watch people. But remember, you don't know if you're all being switched out at the same 10 seconds or 10 minutes or not. You know, people switch out at probably different rates, different times. So if you start watching somebody, as long as you don't switch out, you may have 10 minutes of viewing, 10 minutes of watching out of your eyes, other people switching off and on. So if you sit down and watch people, you might see them glitch. I'd even see them physically move where they were. Maybe they back up an extra inch or so when they're standing. You know, maybe you're in the store, you know, the grocery store, and somebody has one of those carts that they're pushing, and it goes thump, 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 thump. We probably all had those, you know, with the wheels that are flat on one side. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're hearing this thump, 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 and then all of a sudden it changes the way it's working. Maybe there's two thumbs side by side, and you go, what the heck was that? You know, well, that's because they dropped the person in on another timeline. All the other people are still going to be there because you have to materialize them too. And all of a sudden, you know, that person gets brought in, and you're there, and you hear the shopping cart changing its cadence of how it's working. Or maybe the person rams into somebody and you're watching it because the cart goes sideways. So there's many things that happen like that. So that's what happens on the timelines and the programs, because you don't always know what's happening, and you don't know that you're really being programmed yourself because there's no way to stop it. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. Someone is asking, how do we, you know, it's kind of back to what we were talking about before, how do I enforce my own story? And I think you've kind of already covered that. It's basically tricky, but you just, all we can do is have our spirits and our bodies and our thoughts and our heart centers as much as possible and stay present. That's really the answer to everything, right, Ron? That's the best thing we can do for ourselves.
Yep. So our call tomorrow is for decloning, and we work with, you know, situations in people's lives. It could be physical. We work with body organs and different locations on the body. And everybody typically has something going on. And we may just happen to do what you're doing there. So, you know, if you have a sore toe and we happen to work on feet, taking away the clone replicas that have a foot problem, then if you get rid of enough of those, maybe all of a sudden your foot's perfect because you get recreated according to the last program of the clone that's in you. So as you start changing the program and getting rid of the clones, which is what we're doing, and your foot becomes perfect and the clones cannot come in with a bad foot problem, then all of a sudden the next clone that comes into you and the real you that comes in may not have that problem. So we do bring you back to the real you to a certain extent here when we get rid of the clone in that location. So it does make you feel much better.
And that's why in each clearing that we have on the website, each time you do that, a piece of you, of your spirit, of your body, and your spirit that looks out of your eyes is being restored back to light again. So we're collecting the parts of you that the darkness has stolen.
Wow. Is there any way, someone's asking, that you know of to reduce the switching so that they don't switch as often at least?
No, not yet. I know they typically do it about every 10 minutes. Why 10, I don't know, but that seems to be what happens. So we're lucky that it's 10 minutes. Just think if it would be more often. That would be even worse. So I'm sure as the alien races start to loosen their hold on us, maybe it might move to 15 minutes or something, but I'm not in charge of that. But somehow 10 minutes seems to be the magic number right now for people.
Wow.
So I guess we'll be having the call end here, the program.
Would it be possible to do a water charging quickly, Ron, before we finish?
Yeah, we'll do one for life force water, if you like. Or we could do one for sleeping water. So just get a water glass, and we'll be off the call here in a minute. But hold it for about 3 minutes or so, maybe 4 minutes. So here we go. I'll bring the energy in, and then we'll just end the program.
Thank you, Ron.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have another program tomorrow night, not on BBS, but you can also go to TalkStream or the website on the top right, and or near the top anyway, and click on that to hear the program. And it starts at 7 o'clock Pacific time. That would be 10 o'clock Eastern, and it's a two-hour program. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, BBS, and thank you, Ann. See you later, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Your water will be done in about 3 minutes.